A cyber attack on Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Ministry of Defense and Ukraine's armed forces among the government agencies impacted, along with banking websites, a day after the government reported another cyber attack on Ukrainian sites and infrastructure. This as Russia's president claims to be pulling some troops back from Ukraine's border, though the NATO Secretary General has said there's no sign of de-escalation on the ground. Virginia Democrat Mark Warner chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee.
We've seen potentially a little bit of indication there may be some troop movement, but I think we're all saying we're not going to believe what Putin or his individuals say. We're going to follow what happens.
President Biden now plans to offer an update on Russia and Ukraine this afternoon, emphasizing the U.S. remains open to high-level diplomacy. Congress tries to beat the clock again, a short-term spending bill needed this week to avoid a partial government shutdown.
The Senate has a Friday night deadline to sign off on a three-week spending bill already approved by the House.
No one, and certainly not my Republican colleagues, want a Republican government shutdown.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging bipartisan cooperation to pass a continuing resolution extending current government funding through March 11th. His top Republicans and Democrats work on a year-long spending agreement. But some Republican senators are threatening to block fast-track approval, objecting to a federal drug kit program and federal vaccine requirements.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Republicans might delay a committee vote on the president's Fed nominees today, in part over concern about climate views impacting central bank decisions. Meantime, the White House urging approval of his Fed picks in a statement on high inflation, calling it a global fight tied to the pandemic after today's report showing prices at the wholesale level soaring nearly 10% compared to a year ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
News.
Families of nine of the people killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting agree to a $73 million settlement with the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. The suit targeted Remington for the way it marketed the AR-15-style weapon. Attorney Josh Koskoff commending the families for their dedication.
They had the energy and drive and motivation to do one thing, and that was to do whatever they could so that other families, whether they are in a suburb or a township or a city, would not have to go through the kind of pain and loss that they had.
The U.S. Supreme Court had declined to hear the gunmaker's appeal. All three former officers on trial for violating George Floyd's civil rights now plan to take the stand in the federal case against them. The defense presentation beginning today after prosecutors rested their case yesterday, using testimony from doctors, other cops, and bystanders to argue the officers should have intervened and provided medical aid sooner. Officer Derek Chauvin, already convicted of murder in state court, pleaded guilty in the federal case. People who wanted to lose pounds but found it hard to shed the fee for a diet app reach a $62 million settlement with the company.
In the class action lawsuit, former customers alleged the weight loss app Noom lured them into risk-free trial periods and then continued to charge them automatic fees that were tough to cancel. The plaintiffs accused Noom of collecting non-refundable renewal payments for as long as 8 months beyond the expiration of the trial. Noom Inc. denies any wrongdoing, but has since made it easier to cancel subscriptions. As part of the preliminary deal, Noom has agreed to now send email reminders ahead of the trial subscription's expiration.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. A rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 330. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.